This is Ozarks at Large. Patients who receive blood transfusions at Mercy Hospital Fort Smith can now show their appreciation to the blood donor. Yesterday, Mercy and the Arkansas Blood Institute celebrated the rollout of the Thank the Donor program in the River Valley. Through the online service, patients can send an anonymous thank you message to their donor. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with Dr. John Armitage, president and CEO of the Arkansas Blood Institute, to learn more about what prompted the creation of the program.
It came from a need to adapt to the kind of modern culture. We have a lot of donors who, younger donors who are used to technology and hearing stories and social media feeds and pictures and things that traditionally blood centers weren't as attuned to. So we figured out that from the barcode on the unit of blood and using a smartphone's barcode reader, that we would be able to decode that that barcode and take a message, whether it was a written message, a photo from somebody's gallery or a selfie or a video clip, and we'd be able to route that after making sure there were no identifiers that would give up confidentiality. We could route that message to the person who gave the unit and make it a lot more personal and emotionally impactful to know that the unit went to a specific person, as opposed to an abstract good that you knew it was helping somebody, as somebody who was probably very sick, but you didn't know a lot of other details. So really unleashing modern technology and adapting to the needs of a younger audience generally, but all donors want to hear the specifics of how they made a difference.
And so if I am someone who benefited from the donation and I want to thank the donor, I scan the...
Absolutely. You go to thankthedonor.org, and that website will allow you to enter your email address so that you can send the specifics off of your phone to us. And from that, you would take a picture of the barcode unit on the bag, and you would have a choice to either use a template message that we've sort of given as an example, or you could write your own message. You could put your own pictures in there, your own video, and craft your own specific message. We love it when people don't necessarily go with the templates, but create their own authentic voice. And that's part of the, I think, the power is you hear folks telling the story, and maybe they'll describe a lot of the medical reasons why the blood was important. Some others tell a lot of the family reasons why they're so grateful. And you get this this varied narrative about how blood is important. And fortunately, a lot of the patients who are sharing these stories, they allow us not only to share with the donors specifically, but they'll say it's okay for us to share it with our own blood center staff, or it's okay to share it on social media. So they basically supersize that message out to a much broader audience. And then that allows us to take some of those great messages and turn them into more widely used recruiting materials where, for example, Mother's Day is coming up and we're doing some features around all the moms who needed blood during delivery and are grateful that they're there with their children and they got through the complications. And so we're able to take the messages and then craft them into different themes, different stories. So it's a very flexible way for us to make a connection with our donors.
So when did you officially roll out this program?
We had a software developer who started about 2 years ago writing the code for it. And then we had our official kickoff about a year ago in Little Rock. And then we've had subsequent rollouts in different communities. And today we're celebrating the first rollout for a hospital here in Fort Smith. So different communities have sort of been gradually layered into the system of hospitals that are using this. And we found that the hospitals really like the program because it allows the nursing staff to talk to the patients about healing and recovery and gratitude and a really positive space for the patients and the patients' family members. and kind of a reminder of just what it is to be involved with medicine, all that positivity. And so we've been fortunate that a lot of hospitals have embraced this and are telling patients and patient family members about the opportunity to send these messages.
How many communities or hospitals have you been able to roll out this program to?
I don't have an exact number, but we're in over 20 to 25 hospitals right now where we've had major kickoffs and engage the staff around the whys and the wherefores and the how-tos of this. So I'd say about 25. And there are 10 other blood centers around the country that have picked up this program and are implementing it, from Seattle to the Carolinas and other places. So we think it's on its way to becoming a very routine part of getting a blood unit. Down the road, we hope that when people get blood, they'll see the little green heart tag that's attached to the unit and associate that with the moment and the reminder that they can be part of the process by sending that thank you. Right now, because of confidentiality issues, they've never been able to really partake unless they happen to contact the blood center and say, oh, I received blood. And then the blood center is very likely to try and make them a spokesperson, because it was very rare to get the messages in the past. And we've had over 1,000 messages sent in the last year. So we know we're dealing with something that patients want to say thank you, and that we're anxious to get those messages and transport them to the audiences that need to hear them. So hopefully down the road, this just becomes a natural part of, hey, I got blood and I said thank you.
How important is it for people to give blood so that you have people giving consistently?
Well, there's no replacement for human blood at this point, and there are millions of people who get blood, cancer patients, as I mentioned, moms in delivery, surgery patients, trauma patients. The need for blood is constant, and the supply is a perishable commodity. So a unit of blood can only live on the shelf for a certain amount of time, and then it expires. Hopefully it's been used before it does. But we're in constant need of replenishment. And when you go into the summer months, schools are out. We get tremendous support from high schools and colleges. But when they're out of session, it becomes just that little bit harder for us to inspire people to come in and take an hour and be a lifesaver and make a difference through our unique way of giving back. So we're always looking for that reason to motivate somebody and to say, hey, we're talking to you when we ask for help.
How many donations do you guys get a year?
Our blood center has about 300,000 donations a year, and we're about 2% maybe of or 1/50th of the total used in the United States. So we're actually the sixth largest blood center in the United States.
Wow.
And even better, we're a nonprofit pharmaceutical. So when you hear stuff about pharma charging high prices and all that, we're a great model. We're nonprofit. There are no stockholders or owners or anybody. It's all about the mission and returning investment into the mission and making sure we have blood on the shelf.
That was Dr. John Armitage, president and CEO of the Arkansas Blood Institute. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda yesterday. More information about the program available at thankthedonor.org. And time to thank Antoinette Grajeda for being in this chair for the past few days while I was away. Thank you very much, Antoinette. We've got more Ozarks at Large just ahead.